Welcome to Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. My name is Stephanie Dingbaum. I am a mental health therapist, and I am so passionate about all things health and wellness, personal development, and empowering others to be their most authentic and best versions of themselves. Here at Therapeutic Intentions, we are all about having intentional and authentic conversations on whole body health, healing practices, mindset, and ways to uplevel your life so you can truly be the best version of you. If you are a woman, a mom, hope to someday be a mom, a healer, or just in a place where you want to start prioritizing yourself and your health, then this podcast is for you. I am so glad you're here. If you're ready, let's get to it. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Thank you for being here. My name is Stephanie Dingbaum. I am a mental health therapist located in Eastern Iowa, and I am the voice behind Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. So thank you for being here. This is truly a dream of mine to finally be doing this, be hosting my own podcast, and it just means the world to me to have you in listening. So let's get started. Today's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I want to take some time and explain to you all the reasons that I decided to start a podcast. And then I want to get into what led me here, like the journey to becoming a podcaster, and kind of explain my future hopes and goals for the podcast at the end. So I'm just going to dive right in. So I have many reasons why I decided to start a podcast, but really three like overarching reasons, I would say. The main one is that I have just really developed this deep-rooted passion to share so many topics that are personally and professionally important to me, and they all kind of fall under the umbrella of health and wellness. I went through my own health journey in the last 5 years and have just become really passionate about whole body health through that journey. And that's a story for another episode. But through that journey and then just my own professional journey, I have a lot I want to share with you guys. And I've always felt very passionate about learning from other people's stories. And I have a lot of stories I want to tell you. And so buckle up, because I'm going to start sharing them. But yeah, that's kind of my main reason. I just really want to educate all of you listeners on the things that I've learned through my own journey, both personally and professionally. And I just hope that you walk away, whether it be with an aha moment or just even just one little nugget of information that sticks with you. I hope you find it helps. Another reason I decided to start was I really wanted to give back. Because in my own personal journey, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it weren't for the people that supported me and guided me and shared their own stories with me. Like I learned so much from so many different people. And I just know like my story would not be what it is if it weren't for all that help, all the guidance and support from others, you know, other not like entrepreneurs and other female therapists and other women going through their own health journeys. Like learning from all of these people has helped me in so many ways. And now I want to be able to do that for others. And, you know, for a while I thought like maybe I need to do mentoring or I don't know. I just felt like, what are some ways that I can share my stories with others? And I did get into public speaking for a time, but I feel like this is really the best way. And so this is just my way of giving back. I feel very strongly that support goes a long way. So I really hope to provide that support to you through my podcast. And if that's just one little way I can give back, then that's amazing to me. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at in life, whether you're a teenager or a young woman or an entrepreneur, or maybe you're a healer of some kind or a therapist like me or a mom, or like I said in my intro, maybe you hope to someday be a mom. I want to provide guidance to all of those people. And I feel like through this podcast is the best way to do that. And then the final reason that I decided to start a podcast is because I feel like I'm entering into this era where I found my voice. And growing up, and especially as a young adult, I really tended to make myself little in certain spaces. I would quiet myself. I wouldn't always speak up. And I just don't feel like that resonates with me anymore. I have a voice. I have things I want to say. I have things I want to share. I have stories I feel like you can all learn from. So I'm not going to make myself little anymore. I'm not going to make myself quiet anymore. I have a voice. I deserve to be heard. So buckle up, because you're going to hear me and it's going to be great. So yeah, those are all the primary reasons that I started this podcast. And the story that got me to where I'm at is filled with so many synchronicities and so many just like amazing moments. I'm super passionate about that story, and I'm not going to dive in super deep, but I just want to give you a general timeline of what got me behind the mic, because again, you can learn a lot from this. So I will spend another episode going way more in depth on this, but I just want to give you a general timeline, like I said. So what really led me here? Well, I'll just go back to the beginning. So it all started when the pandemic hit. I'm sure you've heard other stories like this, but it all started in 2020. Literally the week the pandemic hit, I experienced this amazing spiritual awakening. Like, that was the start of something amazing for me. I will say that my experience of the pandemic is not the same as the majority of the individuals. I was still able to work. I was able to work remotely. I was a school social worker at the time. And thankfully, I was able to do my job and still support the school remotely and still get paid and all of that. So I was extremely grateful for that. So during that time, I was going through a lot of personal and professional development. I started listening to podcasts like religiously and fell in love with some amazing podcasts and podcast hosts. And I was just truly like loving my life. I was growing so much in so many different ways during that time. And I just felt like I was living my best life, to be honest with you. And getting that taste of freedom while working remotely really started something for me. Like, I had this desire that I wanted a job in the future where I could have that freedom all the time. I wanted a job where I didn't have to live in that hustle culture. So as time goes on, you know, the pandemic continues to go on. We go back to work the following school year, and just getting right back into things, I started to notice signs of burnout, and it really did not go away. With going back to work, and I really, like, to my own detriment, like, I really put my all into my job. I really just naturally give 110%, which is not always a good thing. So I recognized these signs of burnout, and I kept going back to like, oh, I just really wish we could go back to how things were during the pandemic. I was loving my life. I was, you know, not hustling, not working my butt off, but working the appropriate amount. And I missed that freedom, that time freedom and that work-life balance and all of that. I was really missing that. And so I just kind of kept that desire in the back of my mind as I continued to work at the school. And I really got big into that whole like anti-hustle culture. Like, I just knew deep down that someday I could have a job where I didn't have to overwork myself, where I could still have the appropriate amount of work time mixed with the appropriate amount of me time and family time, that I could have a job where I could be successful and not sacrifice my time and my family time. And so I just really kept thinking about that. And I just knew, like, I need that someday. I want that someday. I'm going to manifest that someday. And then we got into the end of 2022 and early 2023. And I always knew, starting like in grad school, I knew I wanted to become a mental health therapist, but at the end of 2022, that dream became like even heavier. And I had a date set to take my licensure exam to be a licensed independent social worker in early 2023. And I started sharing this idea, this goal of starting my own private practice. And I'll be honest, my husband through this whole journey was extremely amazing. And when I told him at the start of 2023 that I thought I needed to give my notice to the school because this was going to be the year I was going to start my private practice, he was extremely supportive. I think it was kind of scary for him. He definitely was nervous, but he continued to support me, and that's a huge piece of the puzzle, because I don't think I would be here today if I didn't have that support, to be honest with you. But he allowed me to truly take a leap of faith. I gave my notice. I finished out my contract, finished out my school year, and I'll do another episode on the whole leap of faith that I took. But I started my private practice that spring. And that summer, it took off. I put my whole heart into it, and the rest is kind of history, because here I am now. You know, my business is going, and I'm starting this podcast as well. So, I mean, that's kind of how I got here, and I will definitely share more details in a future episode, but I just think it's important for you to know, like, where this idea was born from. And what the whole journey getting here looked and felt like for me. So anyways, moving on, I have a lot of ideas for what I want to do with this podcast, but primarily I think it's just important for you to know it's really going to be a mixture of a lot of solo episodes where I'm sharing my stories with you, my knowledge with you. And then I really want to do a lot of collab episodes where I hope to bring on other entrepreneurs, other health practitioners that I feel like you can learn a lot from, that I can learn a lot from, or that I have learned a lot from, and also other practitioners that I've worked with that I've personally seen for my own health. I've worked with some pretty amazing practitioners, and I just really want to introduce you all to them and give you an opportunity to also learn from them like I did. So I'm really excited to do some future collab episodes with them. And then I also hope to bring on some fellow podcasters who are doing some really amazing things that, again, you can learn from their health journeys as well, and what they do besides podcasting and things like that. So some really exciting things are in the works, and I just really hope you all are excited to come along on this journey with me. We're going to learn together, and I hope you walk away from this just feeling so inspired by what you're hearing. And if you do feel inspired, I would absolutely love it if you would consider sharing this podcast with a friend or a family member or somebody that you think could really benefit from learning about this topic or these topics as well. So consider doing that. If there's anything that I said in today's episode that made you think of somebody in your life, please share this podcast with them. I would love to have more listeners. So there we are. I'm really excited to dig more into some of these stories and share more with you in future episodes. But thank you for being here, and thank you for taking the time to listen. See you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to us. It means so much to me. If there were any aha moments or anything that really resonated with you on today's episode, then please take a minute and share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you. Also, if you could, please rate and review the podcast, as it is new and that really helps to get the word out there more and reach even more listeners. I'll catch you on the next episode.